Puerto Rico is a tropical island, but it produces very little of its own food. After decades of industrialization, the U.S. territory imports more than 80% of what's consumed on the island. There are signs that that's changing. NPR's Greg Allen spent time in Puerto Rico talking with people about the island's growing interest in producing and buying local.
The town of Orocovis is in Puerto Rico's mountainous interior, a two-hour drive from San Juan on the island's coast. But at a small school here, for 15 years, Dalma Cartagena has tended the seeds of an agricultural movement.
Buenos días.
Buenos días, señora Cartagena.
Cartagena teaches agricultural science. It's a special curriculum she developed that teaches children from the third to the eighth grade how to grow their own food. This fourth grade class is getting ready to transplant small lettuce plants into the garden.
Cuando no tenemos composta, ¿qué utilizamos?
Estiércol
curado, ¿verdad que sí?
When we don't have compost, what do we use? Cartagena asks. Manure, her students say.
Un poquito de composta en el hoyo.
Outside, Cartagena's students grab shovels and hoes and go to work in the school's garden. She shows them how to add a little compost with each plant. Cartagena is teaching her students a community-based, sustainable approach to food production. It's part of a new way of thinking about agriculture in Puerto Rico. For decades after World War II, the island turned away from farming as urbanization and factories transformed the economy. In food production, as in so many things, Puerto Rico looked to the mainland, importing things like rice, vegetables, and beef. At the same time, the island's agriculture secretary, Myrna Comas Pagan, says Puerto Ricans push their children away from the farms.
They say, if you want to be a prosperous man, you will need to study medicine or engineering. The agriculture is for people that don't have anything to do.
Since being appointed secretary, Comas has made it her mission to improve Puerto Rico's food security. She wants to increase agricultural production so the island can sustain itself after a natural disaster or other events that could make imported food expensive or unavailable. But there's also a grassroots effort underway in Puerto Rico. You can see it in the walk-in refrigerator at a market and restaurant in San Juan, El Departamento de la Comida, the Department of Food.
We got here green beans. This is cabbage, lump tomatoes, green tomatoes.
Pax Mall, head cook at El Departamento, says it's all organic and produced by a growing network of small farmers on the island. Owner Tara Rodriguez-Besosa is an architect in her early 30s who got into the business several years ago selling her mom's organic produce at a San Juan farmer's market.
Setting up a little table area and selling every Tuesday afternoon. That's really how it started.
Many of those getting into farming and food production in Puerto Rico are young entrepreneurs like Rodriguez who are making their own opportunities in a troubled economy. But she says there's still a stigma attached to farming as a poor man's occupation. A job for a jíbaro.
Jíbaro has been a term that a lot of people use in a condescending way. So it's like when you call someone a jíbaro, it's like, in some sense of the word, ignorant.
Organic farmer Ricky Cruz Ortiz says he doesn't worry about being called a jíbaro. He studied engineering and later went back to college for a degree in horticulture. He raises vegetables, greens, and herbs and supplies some of San Juan's top restaurants.
Estoy viendo que cada vez son más los jóvenes que se están acercando a la agricultura.
I'm seeing more and more young people interested in agriculture, and even more with organic agriculture. I think that people are yearning for contact with the land.
If trends continue, Agriculture Secretary Myrna Comas believes Puerto Rico may double its food production within a decade. If so, Dalma Cartagena and the children in her classes in Orocovis deserve some of the credit.
Sí, claro que esperamos que ellos,
of course, she says, I hope they work in agriculture eventually. At some point, I asked myself if I was just training laborers, farmers. But in reality, I'm preparing them to make good decisions when it comes to the environment and healthy foods. Cartagena says other schools have adopted her curriculum and are now teaching kids about the land and growing their own food. She's part of a movement, one to make the island self-sufficient and reclaim Puerto Rico's agricultural traditions. Greg Allen, NPR News, Orocovis, Puerto Rico.
And it's not just food. Puerto Rico also imports nearly all of its fuel for generating energy. Power costs more there than in any state except Hawaii. Tomorrow on Morning Edition, Greg explains how energy has helped create an economic crisis in Puerto Rico.